politics intersects with the legal world today, and we want to spend a little bit of time chatting about that. Our ABC News correspondent, Aaron Katursky, is with us to talk about the situation with Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, yesterday, finding out that he's going to spend, what is it, Aaron, 3 years in federal prison?
3 years in federal prison. He'll have to report on March 6th, so he has a little bit of time to get his affairs in order. And Michael Cohen stood impassively when the judge pronounced the sentence after hearing Cohen say that he apologized to his family, to the American people, his voice catching at times, especially when he mentioned his family. And also when he was denouncing Donald Trump, he said at first he admired Trump's business acumen, but has come to realize there is little there to be admired, as he put it in court.
So if we dissect what Michael Cohen was actually nabbed on, how many of these elements actually relate with a direct line to Donald Trump? Or is it all kind of tangential?
No, his, of all the defendants caught, you know, by special counsel Robert Mueller and other prosecutors of late, Michael Cohen's crimes cut the closest to the president because he has directly implicated Donald Trump in a campaign finance violation in the payoff to Karen McDougal, the former Playboy model who had alleged an affair with Donald Trump, and they wanted to keep her quiet as the campaign season was rolling along. And now the National Enquirer, who made the payment in conjunction with Cohen and others on the Trump campaign, according to federal prosecutors, have entered into a non-prosecution agreement and admitted that they did as much. So this particular crime cuts close to the president. Does it mean the president's going to be charged? Probably not. The prevailing view is that the Justice Department cannot indict a sitting president, but there are others associated with the Trump campaign and the Trump organization that may have been involved who could potentially face some exposure.
All right, now, help me understand why this is a campaign violation. There's no money that came from campaign coffers that were used. I mean, let me just say right off the bat, I think it's very trashy to be screwing around with porn stars and hookers and you know, outside of your marriage especially, I think that's trashy. So may I say that for the record, I'm not condoning that behavior.
Let's
say we're looking at where the money comes from. You've already done the dirty deed, and the money comes out of your own bank account. How does that become a campaign finance violation?
It's a matter of intent, The question is, was the money paid with the intent to protect the campaign? And it should have been disclosed, and clearly wasn't. Michael Cohen apologized to the American public for lying about it. He said they deserve to know the truth. And he said he didn't provide it out of what he called blind loyalty to Donald Trump. So the campaign finance violation is in the lack of disclosure and in the intent. Now, Donald Trump could say that the money was paid because he wanted to protect his wife, or he wanted to protect his business interests.
Yeah, I'm a rich guy. This has happened to me before. Maybe true, maybe not. And I would do it whether I was running for president or not.
The difference here is that you now have Cohen and the publisher of the National Enquirer, which helped arrange the payment, both saying that the true intent involved the Trump campaign.
So that, I mean, that would just have to, whoever listened to it, whether it was a judge or a jury, would have to listen to that and make the determination.
And I think that's also part of the reason why Donald Trump's not going to get charged. Because, you know, the intent question, as it relates to him, is potentially difficult. Because he certainly could say that there were other interests motivating that payment beyond just the campaign.
And that it's not an isolated situation. Is there anything else that's on the horizon at the moment that should be of concern for the president? I mean, let's setting aside Russia, and we just talked to Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, who says he's keeping an open mind about whether the Trump team did anything wrong. It's clear that Russia was trying to infect or invade both campaigns. But is there anything else looming that we should be aware of in the next couple of weeks?
I mean, I think there's only questions, right? So if Cohen and the National Enquirer are doing this in concert with members of the Trump campaign, who are they? What's their exposure?
Yeah.
If the National Enquirer has now agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors, what other skeletons are they coughing up that could be uncomfortable for the president should they ever come to light? On the Russia matters, we know Cohen was cooperating, and the special counsel made mention of the wide-ranging and useful information he provided. Hmm. What is that information? Hmm. Who did it involve? And what, again, potential exposure could those people have? So it only raises questions, but we don't have anything definitive to say, you know, X is coming soon.
I got you.
The next thing on the calendar involving the special counsel is Michael Flynn's sentencing. The former national security advisor faces, in all likelihood, no prison time, but up to 6 months when he's sentenced next week.
Right. We'll see what he's given. You know, I got to go, but I'll tell you, Aaron, we played your story that was pre-recorded earlier in the show, and one of the things that I thought was interesting from a communication standpoint, and as somebody used to advise these guys, you pointed out very clearly the difference in the stories that the president has told over the last 2 years. That's where I think he's in trouble, even if it wasn't under oath. I mean, you just can't go around saying one thing and then changing it 6 months later.
And you know, that's the interest. That's where it becomes a political question,
right?
And so even if legally nothing more happens, you have, you know, the Democrats coming in and the House of Representatives potentially deciding, and even the American people in the next election deciding whether somebody like that deserves more time in office.
When your brand is, I'm a straight shooter and I don't care what you think, I'll tell you exactly what's going on, then that starts to get damaged. That's a problem. Aaron Katursky, our ABC News correspondent, really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.